Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Lose Weight by Eating podcast. I'm Audrey Johns, and I really wasn't sure what I wanted to talk about this week, but I had an experience last night, and it kept me up the majority of the night, and I thought it would be a really great topic because I kind of had an aha moment, as you would say, and it kind of spun off from my weight loss secret that if you've been listening to all of these podcasts, you've already heard it, but I have revamped it after a conversation last night that kind of really surprised me. So I want to kind of premise where this came from. I'm not sure if you're aware, but I run two podcasts right now, this Lose Weight by Eating podcast, and I also have another podcast called Who's Reality Cooking? And with that podcast, I interview people who do cooking reality shows. And I do that because I had done it, did not have a great experience with it. And it's been 10 years, and I thought it would be fun to revisit it. It is really taking off. I have contestants from all of the biggest shows coming on or already have been on. And I reached out to a slew of new people this week, which is what I typically do. So each month I pick a show, I find all the contestants, and I reach out to them. So I reached out to a slew of new contestants and got a lot of really amazing responses. But one response kind of saddened me. I want to be really careful because clearly this person does not want to talk about their experience. So I'm going to be very careful not to talk about which show and not give any pronouns just because I don't want you to figure out who it is, because I really want to respect this person's privacy. They set a boundary, and I feel it's so important for us to adhere to that boundary and to honor it. And this is why I'm not talking about it on the other podcast, because I feel like it would be inappropriate. So this contestant wants to not come on the show, wants to forget all about their time on the show they were on because they were the first one eliminated. And I get that feeling. It was something that it was the only thing I cared about when I went on The Taste years and years ago. I just didn't want to be the first one to get kicked off. I was the third one kicked off, and probably should have been the first one. So I get where this person is coming from. You know, they put themselves out there. They put their face on television. This is a chef, obviously. And I could see how this person would be worried that being the first person kicked off, it was, you know, could be bad for their brand. Okay. Unfortunately, this specific show, I happen to know of at least one person who was the first person kicked off and has spun her brand into something huge. She ended up getting cookbook deals. She ended up getting her own TV show. She's still working in this realm years and years later. And I both really want to respect this person's boundary, but at the same time, I was kind of saddened that they just kind of want to, for lack of a better term, put their head in the sand and not talk about it. But again, it's their story. That's totally cool. And that was the response I gave to this person. With that said, it kind of, like I said, I was up all night thinking about this and kind of sad for this person and seeing the opportunity missed. Because when you go on these shows, there are thousands of people trying out. So even if there are 10 or 16 or 20 of you on your season, you are still the top 20 out of thousands. So it did kind of make me revisit my weight loss secret. And my weight loss secret is, if you have not listened to that episode yet, it is you will fail. It's going to happen. The secret is you just keep going. So you are going to miss a workout. You don't start again on Monday. You are going to screw up and have an extra cookie. You do not start again on Monday. You do not start again tomorrow. The weight loss secret is failure is part of the journey. And you just have to keep going. So if you just want to get the quick weight loss secret, this is it. You're going to screw up. Don't ever start again on Monday. Don't ever say, okay, the day is ruined. Just go with it. You know, just say, I'm human. I did that. Big deal. On to the next. Don't skip your next meal. Don't work out twice as hard tomorrow. Don't punish yourself for just being human. This is where everyone falls off of their diets or their healthy eating or even their self-care. They miss a day. They miss a healthy meal. They make a mistake, quote unquote, if you're watching me, I'm making air quotes. This is just part of the journey. And the weight loss secret is, let it go. You just keep moving forward. You don't punish yourself. You don't start again on Monday. You don't start again tomorrow. You don't say, well, I blew it and I had two cookies, so now I'm just going to eat an entire pizza for dinner. How is that helpful? With all of that said, I want to revamp my stance on the weight loss secret. I want to revamp it because the weight loss secret in and of itself, I feel, is very important and a really easy touchstone for you to realize that you're human, mistakes happen, punishing yourself or giving up because you did something naturally human, giving up because you did something that is just part of the journey for all of us is not a reason to quit. So I want to revamp it and call it a weight loss hack. And that's what this episode of the Lose Weight by Eating podcast will be about. And with that said, I want to look at the weight loss secret and give us three touchstones for it. The first touchstone is I ate that extra cookie, or I missed a workout, or I didn't eat my meal prepped healthy lunch and I went out to lunch with my friends at work or had pizza at work. These things happen. It's just going to happen. You just move on. You don't punish yourself. You just move on. It's in the past. Just keep moving forward as you already would. That would be the easiest version of this weight loss hack. And we will get to how we can use this in our lives, because I know for a lot of you, you're listening to the Lose Weight by Eating podcast, not because you're all into weight loss, but you are excited, which I love this. You're excited that I'm trying to merge, you know, the body positivity and the self-care movement and eating healthy and, you know, a natural happening from all of that would be weight loss. So don't worry, we're going to use this in our daily lives as well after I get through the weight loss aspect. So, you know, touchstone one would be just get over it and move on. And that is in and of itself, if you can master this, you will absolutely meet all of your goals. However, what about if we could learn from that mistake? So what if you make that mistake and you have that extra cookie, or you have pizza for lunch instead of the healthy meal prep lunch that you brought with you to work? Or what if you miss a workout? We have a really great opportunity here to ask ourselves, how does my body feel after eating that pizza? How do I feel after having that extra cookie? How do I feel after missing a workout? And I do not mean the guilt. I mean, touch into our body and just say, oof, you know, that pizza gave me heartburn, or, and now I'm just so lethargic in the afternoon, or I'm crashing after that extra cookie because of all the sugar, or, you know, actually, I do feel better skipping a workout. Maybe I need to do every other day workouts. It is an opportunity to learn and to learn about your body. So you could take it another step where, one, it just happened. And that's okay. And I'm going to keep moving. Maybe I could just learn from this. Why not listen to my body and use that learning moment to make things easier going forward? And then touchstone three would be, let's make some changes. You know, this is happening every single week. They bring in a cake at work on Fridays, or they bring in pizza on Fridays. Let's make some changes. And those changes could be, I'm going to bring in a healthy salad and allow myself one slice of pizza. Or I'm going to start working from home on Fridays. If that's possible, I get that. That's not possible to all people. Or I'm going to bring in a healthy treat, which I have tons of them on the Lose Weight by Eating site, instead of having that piece of cake. Make a protein brownie. I've got them on the website. So you could make changes and not just learn from it, but use it as a catapult to your success. So I want to touch on those really quickly again, so that then we can move on to how to use it in our daily lives. Because I'm really excited about this, but this is something I was literally lying in bed at 2 o'clock in the morning thinking of, because this person who wanted to just stick their head in the sand because of a moment in their life that they are not proud of. And that's okay. That's okay. Just keep moving forward. More power to you. But you're missing opportunities if you're just moving forward. So see, even I'm growing with all of this. So let's retouch on those. So the three ways to use the weight loss secret, now recalling it the weight loss hack, is one, get over it and just move on. You're not going to punish yourself. You're not going to do a double workout tomorrow. You're not going to starve yourself tonight. Skip a meal, none of that. And you're most definitely not going to say, well, I already ruined today, so I might as well just have whatever I want. Okay? You're just going to roll with it because mistakes are part of life. Now, if you want to take that to the next level, I want to learn from it. How do I feel? Not the guilt. How does my body feel? If I skipped a workout, man, I don't feel quite as strong. Or maybe my body feels a little bit better because I am giving it a day off. And maybe that means, we'll get to the next part, working in a stretching day. Like, how can we learn from our mistakes instead of just sticking our head in the sand? Which is okay, by the way. Totally have done it. So on the third note, you could make a plan. So say you skipped a workout. And first of all, I want you to get over it. I do not want you to punish yourself for it. And I do not want you to feel guilty for it. If you really want to take that to the next level, I want you to check in with your body and really kind of evaluate, how do I feel? Do I feel a little bit lethargic because I didn't take my walk after lunch today? Let's learn from that moment. Or do I feel better because I have been doing so many crunches that, you know, finally I can sit up straight, right? So we can learn from it. And then finally, we can make a plan or make changes to do better next time. So if you find that, say, for instance, you missed the workout and you feel better because of it, maybe you should reevaluate every other week or every other day, I should say. You're going to work in a yoga or a light stretching. If you feel a little bit less strong, then maybe to learn from it, you're going to carve out that time. So now that I feel like I've harped on the weight loss hack quite a lot, and don't worry, we're going to revisit all of this at the end, I want to talk about how we can use this in our daily lives. You're going to make mistakes in your daily lives. That's part of it. And it's not just about, am I eating healthy and am I exercising? And it's going to be screwing up at work. And I'm going to give you a little story about that. In fact, let's skip ahead to that. When I was in my 20s, I'm thinking probably back in 2000, I was working for a really big apartment management company. And I had just gotten hired on with this company and I had a great position, but I was still young. I was 20. I was still in that, you know, high school mentality. And I got in trouble for gossiping. with another person. You know, the typical gossiping, how much does so-and-so make? You know, I heard so-and-so got in trouble. Stupid crap, right? Stupid crap that you definitely know not to do when you're older. And myself and the other person, I honestly don't even remember who the other person was, got pulled into the head general manager's office, sat down, and was told, this is not acceptable. This is not how we run this business. And gave us quite the talking to. I don't believe that I was written up, but I do believe that it was documented, you know, like the first step. And the other person said, well, I'm going to try to do better. Smart, good. And I said, I'm going to try to do better. And then without even taking a breath, stopped myself and said, no, I'm going to do better. I'm not going to do this anymore. Somehow, in the young age of 20, I was able to learn from a situation in that moment. And now I'm proud of that story. I mean, I'm telling all of you this story that would have been mortifying if it hadn't have been for a growth moment coming out of it. And this is what our life is. We're going to screw up. You know? We're going to make mistakes. And this is something I even talked to my daughter about. There have been times that I've stressed her out. And she's like, Mom, you need to calm the hell down. You are stressing me out. And I have taken a step back and said, wow, you're right. I could have handled that smoother. And that I make a plan. So our lives are just this series of mistakes and uncomfortable moments. And something I have learned, I have been an entrepreneur now for 14 years. And I have no desire to ever go back to the workforce and, you know, a traditional 9-to-5 job. And if you like the stability of that, I totally get it because it can be scary on this side of it. But what I have learned in these 14 years of being an entrepreneur is that failure is my friend. I'm going to say that again. Failure is my friend. You have to be willing to fail. When I started this podcast, I didn't think it would go anywhere, and there's a very good chance that it won't go anywhere still. But I'm not scared of that because I know I will learn from the experience and build upon it. So I really want to explain this in a way that I hope you are all in understanding that this is such a life hack. It's not just about eating and exercising or living a healthy life. This is a whole life hack. You're going to screw up. And either you can say, no, 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 this is somebody else's fault, which sometimes it might be, but can you learn from it? Can you take responsibility for your own mistakes and learn from it and make a plan for the future? Because that's what I do on a daily basis. Last year, maybe 2 years ago, I went to a big event within my SEO world, search engine optimization world, and I came out of it and I said, I am going to start 3 or 4 new websites. And I did. And they failed. And that's okay. This year, I'm starting podcasts. I don't know if they're going to fail or not, but each failure is a gift. It's a learning moment. And maybe that's because I'm an entrepreneur and I've had to learn to readjust on so many different levels. Maybe it's because I'm in my mid-40s now and it just comes with maturity. I don't know. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. But failure is your friend. Failure is an opportunity. I'm not saying go out there and do bad things, right? I'm saying when you catch yourself in a moment that you're not proud of, instead of blaming it on someone else, instead of putting your head in the sand and pretending like it didn't happen, learn from it. Because, what is it, 24 years later, you may be talking about it, as I am, about how I was sat down in the general manager's office and the other person, I don't remember who it was, and I think it's because he or she probably left soon after. because I worked for this company for like 14 years. So you will make mistakes, or what maybe even you perceive as a mistake. And it's not a mistake getting on one of these amazing shows and being the first person voted out is not a mistake. It's a win. You got on the show. So how could we use this in our daily lives? I'm going to go back to the three different ways to use the weight loss hack. Either one, if you make a mistake in your daily life, if you have an unproud moment, if you say the wrong thing, offend someone, anything. First, you can just say, I'm human, I'm going to make mistakes, and I'm going to forgive myself. And you can also ask for forgiveness in that moment as well. You could take it to the next level and you can learn from it. You know, sit with it. It's uncomfortable. Sit with it. What can I learn from this? And finally, how can I grow from this? How can I make changes or a plan? Or how can I grow from this? So back to my story about when I was in my 20s, I unknowingly have done all three. I have forgiven myself for it to the point where now I see it as a win because I learned from it. And in that moment, I made changes. And it wasn't just lip service, which I would assume the general manager probably thought this is just lip service. But this was within maybe my first 6 months of working for this company. And I worked for them for 14 years and ended up becoming a general manager myself. So clearly I learned from it and clearly I made changes. So it can be something as small as skipping a workout. It can be something as big as getting written up at work. This is life. And failure, if you use it as an opportunity for growth, it will be just that. I do want to bring it back to this contestant. And I would love it if they would hear this podcast. I'm sure they will not. And I'm being very careful because setting a boundary and saying, no, I don't want to do it. No, I don't want to tell my story is absolutely okay. Moving on with your life is absolutely okay because it really wasn't a mistake. It just didn't go the way this person wanted it to go. So the way I see it is this person was incredibly brave and they put themselves out there. I have no doubt in my mind that next year, next season, no one's even going to give a flying you-know-what about this person being kicked off first. They are just going to see on the resume they were on this amazing show. That's enough for a chef to be able to say, I was on this show. As I noted, it was the same show. Someone got kicked off first thing and has propelled her entire brand into something that I personally am in awe of. I was kicked off, third person kicked off of The Taste. Probably should have been the first person kicked off because at the time I was very new to all of this. But look at what I've done with it. So even these expectations we have for ourselves, if we forgive ourselves for the moment, if we try to look at it in a different light, this person could see this as this huge, amazing opportunity. And I do hope that they see that later. They were really able to showcase their niche, which is a huge win. In fact, I do have Jared from Is It Cake, who will be on, I think I'm going to be putting it out on Tuesday. And he came on to, and this whole story is not about Jared, but I'm going to use him as an example because he's so mature about all of this. He went on Is It Cake. He made a cake version of his grandmother's pot to make matzo ball soup. We did this whole interview of how he had done all of these other shows. He's a very proud Jewish man. and how some of these shows were, you know, Food Network Christmas edition and making Christmas cakes, which were amazing, amazing. But he was kind of disappointed that on these other shows that he had done a great job on, he had not really told his story. When he went on Is It Cake, I want to say season 2, he told his story. He made it about his niche. He made it about what was important to him. And so even though he got sent home first, he sees it as a win. So if you have a similar experience, I hope that you can be Jared in that moment. I hope that you can see it as a huge win, because it is. Out of thousands of contestants, this person was picked. And it's not even a mistake, but it is an opportunity, a big opportunity, to push resume forward, to talk about it, to celebrate the fact that they were on the show. And it's okay to set that boundary and say, I don't want to talk about it. I do hope that this person gets back to me in the future. But I want to challenge all of us, because this did keep me up all night, to look at either failures or mishaps or even just a job not panning out the way you wanted it to be a learning experience. So I'm going to end this piece of the podcast with this. I have promised to answer reader questions at the end, and I do have one from Deborah and one from Kimberly. So if I've not gotten to your questions, perhaps it's just because I am recording this early on, but you can send me questions on Instagram as Deborah did, and you can also comment on my Facebook post. I always keep one kind of pinned up at the top, and it says, you know, Q&A or questions answered, and you can ask me your questions and I'll always answer them here. So for my first reader question, Deborah purchased my detox week book. And for those of you watching, this is what it looks like. And she said that many of the recipes are very low in calories, and she wanted to know, how do I reconcile the calories being so low and my golden rule of never go below 1200 calories per day? Great question. I'm glad that you brought it up, Deborah, and thank you. First of all, thank you for buying the book. Second of all, thank you for participating and making it work for you. So the Detox Week book will still have that same golden rule of never go below 1200 calories. What I like to do is I typically will make a meal plan that leaves room for healthy snacking. So that's what's happened here. So either, Deborah, what you would want to do is, if you're doing a smoothie day, I would recommend doubling the smoothies if they're super low in calories. And I know that in some of them, I have noted that maybe you need to double the calories. They also leave room for you to add in protein powder. Now, when I wrote this book, protein wasn't the thing. It was, you know, clean eating and healthy. And we weren't all so eager to pump our bodies full of protein. And it's fine. Hey, if you feel better having 20 grams of protein every meal, then good. Then I'm proud of you for listening to yourself. So that's what these are here for. So you can add protein to it. So I just opened up to page 29, my green pina colada smoothie. This is actually, funny enough, this is my favorite smoothie from the book. So let's see. It makes 2 servings and the calories are 136 calories. Now, keep in mind, this is my second book, so I was very new to all of this, and I was navigating some tough times, which I think I should probably address here on the podcast at some point. I would recommend doubling the pina colada smoothie, and or adding in some vanilla protein powder is fantastic in this, or unflavored collagen powder if you're okay with the meat-based protein powders. So when a meal plan from Lose Weight by Eating is very low in calories. And the ones on the website, I try to keep them at about 1200 calories, but I don't count them up every single time. I just kind of basically know. But if, say, you go on the website and you pull one of the free meal plans, or say you're working out of the Detox Week book or any of the other books, what I like to recommend is 1200 calories is the bottom basement of how much you should have. I personally try to go for about 1350 a day, but I like to keep room for seconds if I'm still hungry and for snacks. So that's where I would add in the extra calories. I hope that was helpful, Deborah. And I will also respond to Deborah privately as well, because I don't know if she knew she was going to be on the podcast. And next, I want to move on to Kimberly. Kimberly directly responded to my, hey, what are your questions? I want to talk about them on the podcast. So thank you, Kimberly. You were the only one this week. We were having some algorithm issues on Facebook, so I really appreciate you jumping on there and giving me a really great question. Kimberly had a two-part question. She wanted to know how much to eat daily and some meal plan ideas. So I'm going to start with meal plan ideas because we were kind of already talking about that. What I like to do for my meal plans. First of all, I am a single mom, and so I'm always on a budget, even with my food. I wish I didn't have that as an issue. I wish I could just, you know, spend as much money on food as I want to, especially considering the industry I'm in, but I'm not. And so with that said, I try to keep that in mind that there are plenty of other people out there who are on a budget. So when I create a meal plan, I always choose two breakfasts and two lunches, and then I alternate them. So say Monday, you would do one of my healthy breakfast burritos. Tuesday, you would do maybe the protein oatmeal. Wednesday, breakfast burrito. Thursday, protein oatmeal DC. So we're just kind of alternating them. This helps in that you won't get bored with the food, but that you're not buying so many different ingredients for these two meals. Now for dinners, I get that that can be a little bit more boring, having the same thing every other day. You can absolutely do it if you're on a budget, or maybe you pick three. That would be great. But on my meal plans, I always try to choose a different item. Now, if you are on a budget and say, for instance, you're doing the bean and cheese burritos I have on the website, you're buying the tortillas. I want to help you use the tortillas. So either you're using them in your lunches or you're working them somewhere else within the meal plan. So say, for instance, Monday, I do try to do a meatless Monday for all of you on the meal plans. It doesn't always work. But say, for instance, you're going to do the bean and cheese burritos on Monday for meatless Monday. Maybe on Wednesday, you might want to do the chicken shawarma wraps, because then you're reusing those tortillas. I hope that's helpful. For meal planning ideas, I would recommend also going on the website. If you go to losewaitbyeating.com, the meal plan is always right there on the front page. I never delete the meal plans, and I put up a new one every single week. So there are a hell of a lot of free meal plans on there. So say, for instance, this week I put out one and it just doesn't work for you. That's totally okay. Just keep scrolling down. You will find so many amazing ideas. And also, you can purchase, I have some printable books as well. And I like to, a few of these I did just because COVID really knocked out the book industry, which you wouldn't have thought, but it did. And I wasn't getting any book deals and people were asking for this. And so I created these meal plans. There's one that's all low calorie, high protein meal plans for an entire month. So you're going to get four meal plans. You're going to get all of the recipes and you're going to get the shopping lists as well. And I did one for plant-based, and there's a lot of those on the Lose Weight by Eating plans. You just click on shop and it'll bring you to those. But as I always say, weight loss should not cost you anything. So you can always find free ones as well. You won't get this pretty little package, print it once, and you've got a whole book with all of the recipes and the shopping lists, but they are always free. And how much to eat daily is a really great question, Kimberly. So thank you. And what I like to do for me personally I like to look at each meal and divide up the calories. So you're going to see me trying to do some math here in my head while I'm talking. But I personally like to have the bulk of my calories at breakfast and lunch, and then a low calorie dinner. Now, I get that this does not always work, especially if you're going out. But if you strive for this, maybe 5 days out of the week, I think you'll see a really good movement on the scale. And I think you'll find that you have a lot more energy throughout the day. So for instance, I would try to do maybe a 300 to 400 calorie breakfast. I know that's a lot. I do count my coffee creamer in that. Then I would try to do another, maybe I would say 400 to 500 calorie lunch. And here I am trying to do math in my head now. So say we're at about 800 calories so far for the day. Then maybe you're looking at a 300 to 350 calorie dinner. And that leaves you room for snacks. So by doing this, we're looking at food as fuel because that's what it is. So by feeding yourself more calories early on in the day, it gives your body the opportunity to burn it all off, to use it for what it's supposed to be, not to store it for later, which is what we're doing so often. And I am 100% guilty of that as well, where I'll eat a really big dinner because I haven't made time for lunch, or I forgot breakfast, or I was just too busy. Honestly, I am just as guilty of this as everyone else. And I'm kind of glad you brought this up because now I'm going to kind of hold myself accountable and learn from it. But we really need to look at food as fuel and give our bodies the opportunity to burn it. Because when we say, for instance, have a 200 calorie breakfast and a 200 calorie lunch and an 800 calorie dinner, what do you think your body's going to do with all of that? It's going to think, oh, I'm going to be starving all day tomorrow. So I'm going to pack this right on the backside and it's going to be for later. This causes weight gain. So when it comes to how much to eat daily, I do recommend divvying up your calories in a way that gives your body the opportunity to burn them off, to use them for what they're supposed to be. Calories is not a bad thing. It's calories are fuel. Okay. And then just in case, if when she asked how much to eat daily was more about how many calories, then I will give you this great equation that I do not take credit for. It's been out there for many, many years. But what you do is you take your goal weight and you add a zero to the end. So for instance, if my goal weight is 135 pounds, then I'm going to have 1,350 calories each day. Okay. With that said, for my 4'9 and 5'2 friends out there who are like, well, my doctor says I need to be 115, you got to have at least 1,200 calories. Otherwise, your body will hold on to food and it can cause weight gain. Okay. So 1,200 calories is the bottom basement. Don't go below that. Take your goal weight and add a zero to the end. And that is, I would say, make that your weekly average per day, because there are going to be days where you have 1,400 calories. There are going to be days that you have 1,250. There are going to be days that you have 1,600 calories. Hello, Easter's coming up. So with that said, maybe let's revisit that 8-week average. I'm literally spitballing this and coming up with this idea real time with all of you. Instead of beating ourselves up for how many calories we have each day, why don't we start? And let me know how you like this, and I'm going to try it out as well. Why don't we start with a week average? So if you write down you're having 1,350 calories today, 1,250 tomorrow, 1,600 on Easter, you know, you write them all out, add them all up, and divide them by 7 days. And that would help you find your weekly average. So I think that might be a healthier way to look at it. But I do really want to challenge all of you to have your calories earlier in the day so that you can actually use them for what they're for. Okay. I want to thank you all for listening to the Lose Weight by Eating podcast. I want to thank Deborah and Kimberly for your great questions. I want to thank the wonderful person who was brave enough to go on that show and to be themselves and to really showcase their niche. I hope that with maturity comes wisdom, that this was not a loss, this was a win. So, and I hope all of you can learn from this person and from me that failures can really be your friend. So I hope that you listen to more episodes of the Lose Weight by Eating podcast. Be sure to check me out on Instagram at Audrey Johns. You can send me questions, just as Deborah did. Check out Lose Weight by Eating with Audrey Johns on Facebook. I respond to every single question there. So if you have any questions, please let me know. And also check out the Lose Weight by Eating podcast. I'm sorry, the Lose Weight by Eating website. You're already on the podcast. And since Deborah was kind enough to plug Lose Weight by Eating Detox Week, this is a great book. It has four different diets in it, including one that is healthy for pregnant and nursing moms. And this is just all about all natural, wonderful, healthy food. So thank you again. Stay tuned to our next episode. I have no idea what it's going to be about, but hopefully it will be fun and insightful and inspiring. And thank you all for following along on this journey with me. I hope you have a wonderful week. Bye. Thanks for listening to the Lose Weight by Eating podcast. Be sure to subscribe to get new episodes when they drop. Happy cooking!